Now, the PSNI is struggling with community relations in certain areas of Northern Ireland, and one of the difficulties is the lack of Catholic officers in the force. Many are afraid to join because of their background, while others in their communities feel they can't even trust the PSNI because they see it as a largely Protestant unionist organisation. Is it really like that in 2017? Research has been done that suggests it is. Senior officers are keen to bring more Catholics into the recruitment process, but as you would have heard yesterday, indeed, the idea of a 50-50 recruitment policy, returning to that, has been ruled out. Let me speak to Mark Lindsay from the Police Federation, the union that represents the police officers. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
How much of a concern is it to the force generally that there are too few Catholics in uniform?
Well, I think as far as the PSNI are concerned, it's obviously an area of concern whenever they've had the research commissioned to ICC how they can address that. But I think what we have to look at is in the last 15 years, Catholic representation in the police service here has risen from 8% up to 31%. So there has been considerable work done in addressing that issue.
There has been work done, but part of that would have been influenced by 50-50 recruitment.
Yes, that is true. Part of that would have been influenced by that. But again, that was a tool that was used at that time to rapidly increase the representation of Catholic officers under Patton.
I must say, before I came on air, I spoke to Deputy Chief Constable Drew Harris. I must apologise to the Deputy Chief Constable because of a digital problem with our recording. I'm not able to use the interview, but I can tell you some of what he said. And indeed, he made reference to Mid-Ulster, South Down, South Armagh, and he said those areas would be targeted to try and get Catholic recruits in those areas. He even said he had difficulty finding Protestant recruits in some of those regions. And I put it to him that the dissident threat must be the main reason, especially in border areas where people don't want to be in the police, and the dissident threat will be a general problem because Catholics are the prime targets for the dissidents. The Deputy Chief Constable was saying the terrorist threat is a reality but shouldn't be overstated in the explanation of the shortage of Catholic officers. And he went on to say about Catholic families being concerned about legacy issues. He said as well that it helps if someone knows someone who's in the police or indeed is aware of someone else maybe in the community or in the family who's in the police. And he said they're not put off as much by the extremists as they are sometimes put off by the attitudes of their friends who might frown upon them in the area because they joined the PSNI. I personally would have thought the main reason why a Catholic lad from maybe South Down, where I'm from myself, wouldn't join the police is because he's afraid of an undercar booby trap bomb.
Well, I think the deputy is quite correct. You know the terrorist threat shouldn't be understated, but on the same time, it shouldn't be overplayed. There are people who have joined the police service over here from all sorts of areas, but traditionally, there are many areas where people have never joined the police, whether they be Protestant or Catholic. And I think that's where the work is ongoing with the service at the moment, and how they intend to maybe address some of this is targeting those areas. But I think, all in all, what we have to remember is there always has to be this panacea that we are working to recruit the best people for the job. And if that entails actually targeting different areas where you haven't traditionally had police officers or had people joining the police, then that's one way around it. But I agree that the terrorist threat is there, but I think the attitudes of family and friends are also very, very important to people. And I remember whenever I joined the police many, many years ago, joined the RUC, and there was Catholic officers joined at the same time who really had to be very, very careful and in some cases couldn't even go home at the weekend. So we have moved on from those times, but there still needs to be work to be done.
But have we really, when it comes to what have been referred to as the cold spots, the South Downs, the South Armaghs, the Mid-Ulsters, and obviously parts of West Belfast would be another example. I'm sure you're aware of young men or women from West Belfast who joined the PSNI during the 50-50 recruitment, who joined the PSNI when the police became acceptable to all communities, and who joined with great vigour, and who now cannot go home on a Sunday for Sunday lunch with their mum and dad.
Yeah, well, I think there's an element here of responsibility. Also, doesn't always lie with the PSNI or the police service. I think there's an element here where for civic leaders, community leaders, and politicians have to actually stand up. And I know there is fairly good support across the political spectrum for policing, but again, that has to transfer onto the ground. I'm a big believer that community policing is the way forward in doing that. I believe that if we have investment in community policing, the people in those communities will see the police as an integral part of the communities. The police officer will become known by name and not just by somebody who turns up when there's a problem. And I believe that that's where we really need to really look at the funding of neighbourhood policing and actually have that ethos ingrained so that the police service isn't seen as being detached from those areas.
But is it possible to have community policing in the problem regions?
I think it is. You know, there's a very, very small minority now here who would have any real objections to police officers. Every civilised society needs a police service, and I think the police service of Northern Ireland is probably the most accountable and scrutinised police services in the world. I think some of the criticism that comes is grossly unfair. I think some of it is made up of opinion as opposed to fact, and I think that's where we need to be trying to change those viewpoints.
Do you think political parties like Sinn Féin and the SDLP do enough to encourage those who are within their electorate, who would be seen to be voting for them, to join the police?
Well, I think, yes, they certainly do encourage. But I think where we need to be very careful is that whenever there are perceived negatives, that actually that there's a real reality check, that actually some of the issues, particularly some of the Ombudsman reports that are based on opinion as opposed to actual fact, need to be taken in context. So, you know, there's a lot of good work goes on, but I think that in Northern Ireland, all too much, we tend to focus on the fact of some of the more negative elements of policing. We don't look at the positives and the positive contribution that policing makes, you know, such as helping vulnerable people in our communities. Those things are all very, very important, and I think that's where some of the focus needs to lie.
On the news, of course, when you hear an Ombudsman's report and you hear a misdemeanour from a police officer or a group of police officers, understandably the spotlight is pretty intensive on the police, considering the history here in Northern Ireland. Will the ads that begin to appear on the screen make the police look like unreal to us? Because you do see them in pretty heavily armoured jeeps still in communities. Okay, they may be white now as opposed to grey, but it's not like being in Luton. It's here. It is different.
No, unfortunately, some areas in Northern Ireland still don't reflect Luton, or don't reflect other more peaceful areas, and that is a cause of great regret to all of us. I think no police officer over here wants to work in that sort of environment. But again, those are necessary to keep police officers safe. And again, this is where we have to look at the political context and the social context in the whole, and that to have police officers having to be protected like that there is a social issue, is an area of social responsibility where the politicians and society and community leaders actually step up to the plate and actually say, you know what, in any civilised society, we need a police service. The police service of Northern Ireland is their police service, it's for the entire community, and that's where they need to be encouraged, and their young people and their members of their community to join it to actually make a difference in their communities.
And Deputy Chief Constable Drew Harris also said to me the recruitment process is going to be sped up. I think it takes about a year from you apply to you would possibly get in, and there had been proof that the young Catholics who had been coming forward, who hadn't actually told anyone that they'd taken the first step, they may have shared it with mom and dad, but they certainly hadn't told the lad down the road, eventually they got cold feet, maybe 9 months into it, when they had to go somewhere in public to take part in an exam, they felt, I can't make this final step, and they withdrew. There's going to be more online communication now with them, as opposed to having them standing in a base or standing in an exam hall in the early stages. But if they're joining it in a secretive way, they couldn't be happy.
No, but I think this is all to do with getting people's confidence. Don't forget, you know, whenever you move into a policing environment, it is quite a different environment from any other community or civic role in Northern Ireland. You are very much on the spotlight, and as I've mentioned earlier there, you know, whether that be from the oversight bodies or whether it be from the public, you're constantly under scrutiny. The threat certainly is there from the terrorists, but also I think that it's such a change in mindset that some aren't confident with that. And I would agree that if that's an issue that the PSNI need to do to actually to take away some of the problems, speed up the process, then I think it's very, very well worth trying. You know, I certainly believe also that there needs to be continued investment in policing, as I've said earlier, not only in the neighbourhood policing, but when you look at the research that was done, strangely enough, the the reduced and the low starting pay of officers was also seen as a barrier, particularly to Catholic officers and to females. So, you know, maybe they need to look at some of the investment that's put into policing, and that isn't just a PS&I issue because their budget was already stretched. That needs to be either from the executive or from Westminster. And I think there's been the silence on policing issues has been quite definite.
Yes, I did put that to the Deputy Chief Constable as well, and he said something about £22,000 per year and chances of promotion, and he felt that there certainly was progression made when it came to salaries within the PSNI, and many young people do see it as attractive. The final point, and I'm just looking at the text here, was more or less the first one I put to you, and it was also the first one I put to the Deputy Chief Constable when I spoke to him. We're trying to get Catholic people to join the PSNI. Young Protestant people join, of course there's a threat against them as well, but come the downtime of the weekend, they go home to their Protestant areas, their Unionist areas, their, in inverted commas, safe areas, whereby the young Catholic might be going to Newry or South Armagh or West Belfast. They don't feel comfortable, their family doesn't feel comfortable, and the bit of advice, that the straw that breaks the camel's back, could you not get something else to do and then we'd all be safe? How do you get over that?
Well, this is back to probably my original point that, you know, there needs to be more of a longer term approach, a longer term civic and political approach to how we make those people and those families feel more comfortable with their loved ones joining the police, and certainly if there's further investment in neighbourhood police, not taken as a 1 or 2 year initiative, this has to be taken on over a 15-20 year programme where we're ingraining neighbourhood policing, we're ingraining actual officers, actual people, so it's not just the uniform the community see, it's the people. That will, I have no doubt that would make policing more attractive and more acceptable in those areas. And while young people who are joining, let's not forget, Frank, we've had 19,000 applicants between 2013 and 2015, so it still is a very, very attractive job to a lot of people. Those are quite significant numbers applying to join the police service.
But some of them drop out at the last minute because they're Catholics who get fearful.
Absolutely, and this is what we're trying to overcome. But this is not a problem that can be overcome by the PSNI on its own. It needs actually political and community support to do that.
Mark, thanks for coming on the programme. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Mark Lindsay, the Police Federation boss there. Your opinions are very welcome. 90-333-105. Should we have a situation whereby people are afraid to join the police because of a minority in this country who do threaten them, who certainly will kill Catholic officers? So are we being deprived of the ideal police service simply because of threat? Are you from a Catholic family? Would you have a family member who's considering joining and you've given them the advice not to join? Maybe you're a Catholic who's just about to join. You can talk to me here on the programme without giving me your name. How fearful are you? How keen are you to go right through with it? And what is it that might be putting you off from joining? Is it actually the terrorist threat, or is it the legacy issue? Is it something about having a general conversation with your family whereby they say she'd be safer doing something else? You know, that sort of, well, sure, you know, it'd be a good old job, but maybe it's not for you. If everyone has that attitude, we'll not get the perfect police force. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Tell us why you think Catholics in 2017 won't join the PSNI.